In the studio on Static this evening, it is fantastic to welcome in Fanos and Patrick from Solid Effort. How's things, gents?
Good, thanks. Pretty
good.
Nice.
Good to see you. It's been a long orbit to get this Solid Effort EP out and with us. Long road to echo chambers of the Inner West, Fanos.
Yeah. It's probably about 2 years since our last release, so it's kind of exciting to have it out.
Was this originally designed as an album? Is there more stuff that you guys jettisoned, or is this the most that you could kind of scrape together, Patrick?
Well, the aim was an album, but we kind of fell short of that, and we had a bunch of songs that were gathering dust and starting to feel pretty old to us, so we decided to just cull those, and then we'll try again next time. So now,
yeah. I think a lot of bands can do that. You record a certain number of songs, and then you want to put your newer songs out, so you actually ditch stuff that was perfectly good.
It was probably to our benefit, though. I think, like, with attention span and stuff, I think it's probably better to give people a little less to listen to in one hit.
There was a lot of other stuff going on outside of the band as well. There's been solo projects and, you know, Fanusland, and you lost a member, like Anand moved to Berlin.
He's living it up in Berlin now.
So were there a few hurdles along the way for Solid Effort as well, Fanus?
I think so, but Tom came in and he filled the spot quite well. And I think it was good to have that time to kind of regroup and relaunch the project properly. I think we spent a long time overthinking the process a bit, and so now it's a lot more organic, and I think we're all a bit more comfortable in just putting stuff out and working a certain way.
Right off the bat for this EP, it feels like Solid Effort have emerged as a very different beast than you were a few years ago. The opening song on this EP, Cyborg, is this 7-minute slow build of mood and noise. I can't imagine the Solid Effort from 3 or 4 years ago making a song like that.
Yeah, the city hardened us up a little. It was good.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think a little while ago we had a bit of a turning point where we just started getting a bit more complex and strange with our songwriting. I don't know what prompted it, but that song seemed to come out very easily, actually. I remember that one just kind of like coming out of a couple of jams and then it was just finished.
The first 4 minutes or so of it could pass for Mogwai or something. It's just this kind of brutal noise build-up.
I like it a lot. It's probably my favourite track on the EP.
Yeah.
Was there any push and pull of writing still succinct sort of guitar rock songs in Solid Effort versus stretching your ideas for this one?
I think the process was very different in the sense that everyone was very much involved in writing. Mm. And so it all kind of came to be in one hit as opposed to, you know, Patrick and Nick sitting together and putting a song together, and then me and Harry coming in, and then Tom coming in, or Aman at the time. But I think we really benefited from being in one room together and actually, like, kind of blowing up. Made us go a bit crazy.
Is that why the songs are longer? Because everyone wanted their bit in there.
Yeah. I need 3 more minutes of synth.
Yeah, not just the songwriting process, but the recording process too. We took a long time with that and recorded some songs multiple times, which we hadn't done before, and
We really
took care with it. And Harry, our drummer, mixed it himself. We all had a bit of involvement in that as well, so it turned out being the thing that we wanted it to be.
So that debut EP was much more sort of just get in and bash it out and you were done. There wasn't a lot of overthinking it.
That was like, that was
just 2 days of recording for that one.
Totally. Yeah. Which now to think about is, like, I think we've all turned into perfectionists, so that kind of thing is...
Yeah, bro. Yeah, the songs on that EP, on the Ballad of Bulleye, are all these sort of 3-minute conventional guitar rock songs. There's a couple of harmonica bits here and there, but it's such a conventional record when you listen to it back-to-back with this new one.
Fully. I think those songs are fun and, like, a good indication of the formation and where it kind of started, but I think we've managed to develop that sound a little further, make it a bit more interesting and kind of... I feel like with that first EP, we were just trying to put stuff out to the world.
Yeah, I know for me and Nick at least, those were the first songs we'd ever been involved in writing or playing ever. That was like the absolute beginning for us.
And now look at you, masters of your domain.
Yeah, opening for Bono next week and stuff. Yeah.
It also feels like Solid Effort were playing a lot more shows back then. I mean, the fact that you haven't played a lot the last couple of years, did that lend itself to not having to think about how these songs might translate live? Were they born much more out of these rehearsals and things like that, Patrick?
Yeah, I think so. We used to, when would it be? Around like 2016, 2017, we were doing shows on like a weekly or a fortnightly basis, and it was just getting stupid. I thought it was good for us because it kind of built us organically. We kind of did our hard yards and we like built an audience that way just through doing shows and got good at playing our instruments. But then it ended up like we didn't really get much writing or doing new stuff. So
I remember there was a time. There was a time we were playing like two shows a week,
which it started like, feeling like a job.
Just like lugging gear to these shows for no reason at all. So I think having space between shows
that got very tired arguing with main bands over backline and things like that. Did it Thanos?
Yeah. Hey man, do you have sticks?
Cymbals.
We still need sticks and cymbals. Yeah, but I think the time away from playing live allowed us to listen more and actually hone into what we wanted to actually create.
Patrick, you used the J word before, jamming. Is that? I mean, it's kind of an ugly word, but there's definitely so much stretch on the newer songs and sort of less predictable structures. You know, it's almost like verse chorus has become your enemy in Solid Effort now.
Yeah, it's a bad thing, I think. People are expecting it and then you drop them into another section, which is quite nice.
Yeah. Like actually, we have a new song which has a chorus, which is the first for us, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Headlight has a chorus, doesn't it?
Yeah. Barely. Like,
there's one in there. Yeah.
It's kind of like a breakdown.
Yeah.
That said, I'm also glad that you included the 2016 single Too Far Gone on this EP, because that's Solid Effort at your most, the Walkman-esque. It's a very, very sort of structured song.
This song's really emotional for us.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. It was really nice to re-record that, I think, and give it a different kind of energy. Because, I mean, initially it was... I'm still quite happy with the initial recording, but I think it was slightly more naive and this one hits a lot harder, I reckon. Yeah.
Mm. It was also an opportunity to use Tom to kind of revisit an old song. And, like, our approach with Tom has been... We haven't really given him any directions or taught him how to play Amar's old bits. We kind of just dropped him in and let him do his own thing. And I think that's the best way of doing it.
It's not all sort of bleak and abstract in Solid Effort either, because the song... I'm going to pronounce this wrong. It's Slovenian name, Strikanzelva.
Perfect.
It translates to cute turtle. Yeah. So there's a bit of cuteness in there as well, right?
Yeah, we're cheeky.
So that song started off as an instrumental, and I'd been listening to a lot of Serbian and Slovenian music at the time. And I was talking, I think, with you and Reese, and we were saying, what are we going to call the song? It has to be something strange and difficult. And me and Tom had been playing around with all of these weird Slovenian and Serbian phrases, and... That one just came out.
Yeah, it's like a random generator sort of phrase.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're chatting about like people's online like gameplay names, and like cute turtle would be an amazing one. And yeah, there are tons of great online player names. Maybe the next one. Yeah, that's,
I think I was playing Call of Duty online.
Yeah, and it was cute turtle. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very 69. Cute.
69. Yeah, the 69 on the end.
But in the end, it's all pointless.
Yeah. And the whole package for this Solid Effort EP seems to reinforce the idea. It does feel like you guys come at this in an effort to create art, because even down to the art itself on this EP is from this Romanian artist. I might get this wrong as well, Baton Kerestetsky. I'm close.
Yeah, he's from Budapest. Yeah.
How did you come across him?
Funnily enough, the ether, Nick had kind of created this bond with this artist, Kerestetsky, and... They kind of exchanged art and conversations, and then eventually we decided to use one of his works, found one, and that was basically it. I met up with him when I was over there at the start of the year. He was super chuffed to be involved, and I thought that was quite nice to be able to kind of present his art in Australia and vice versa. There's like...
Hands across the ocean.
Yeah,
panels.
Totally. Yeah.
For people who haven't seen it, it's sort of this garish 80s influenced, almost neon stuff, but sort of filtered through some... kind of grit,
post-apocalyptic, like fertility shit. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah,
I think you should be bringing him out here to do a tour with you and just do some live painting on stage or something. Do they still do that?
That'd be all right.
We can start it. Yeah.
Yes. Someone needs to fund it out there.
Yeah. Maybe that's how you can make the next EP quicker. Get a funding from some actual art foundation to include art in a Solid Effort show.
It's a good idea.
True.
Got any ideas, Berger?
Yeah, we'll brainstorm. Cool. Yeah. Otherwise, people can, you know, bring their gold coins next Thursday and start the donations, because you're playing at Golden Age Cinema.
That's right.
To launch the EP. Mm-hmm. Don't take as long next time, you guys. It's nice to see you're still kicking.
Thanks. Yeah.
We might have a listen to Headlight off the EP right now.
Yeah.
Thanos and Patrick, thanks for the chat.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
This is Solid Effort on Static. Have a good launch.